you know, the police have been part of drafting policy on decriminalization. I think that's troubling because the police have always gotten increases in budgets from the drug war. So they're kind of in a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
And police and drug users have had an adversarial relationship for decades and decades. And I mean, the police just need to back out and leave. That's it. You know, there's no role for them. They're just making things worse.
Yeah. Okay, Garth. So in the light of current challenges, what is the envisioned future for safe supply advocacy and just DULF altogether? What do you think the future holds for?
Well, there's two ways safe supply can get to people right now, and that's through a prescription from a doctor. And there's less than 4,000 people have been able to access that. So the states, you know, the government of British Columbia's safe supply program has been very anemic. It's incredibly hard to get. I think there's not enough willing doctors. There's a lot of hurdles to jump through, and you can't get the right drugs. You can't get heroin, meth, or coke through there. You can get Dilaudid, basically. And that's good, but it's not really an effective substitute for what people are wired to right now. So the first thing is that program needs to be expanded massively.
Jazz was for ordinary people. Jazz is ordinary people. It's the music of the young. Every time young people invent music, everybody hates it.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Azúcar Morena aquí en CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Este es nuestro show número 20 y los dejo con esta música. Hello, y estamos de regreso y el día de hoy tenemos un par de avisos o anuncios que me gustaría compartir antes de iniciar el programa. Bueno, para empezar, no sé si algunos saben, pero hoy es el Día del Refugiado y no es tanto como una celebración, pero pues sí un día que se conmemora y más aquí también que hay personas de todo el mundo y muchísimos refugiados también. Justo hoy, bueno, este mes también es el Pride Month, así que aquí lo tenemos todo en el invitado del día de hoy, que es Gabriel P. Yasmiel. Sí,
sí, right. Bueno, si me quieren. Aló. Si me quieren llamar como me llama mi madre, sí, Gabriel Yasmiel, pero.
Gabi.
Gabriel Ville o G-Vol, si escuchan okay. música, que es bien homosexual.
Oye,
sin censura.
¿Y Divine?
Divine Intervention, si me ven en drag. Yo hago de todo un poco.
Sí, 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 justo. Justo por eso les
drag,
digo.
Drag, stand-up, música y actuación.
Aquí lo encuentran todo. Mm-hmm. Y bueno, además de que se celebra o se conmemora el Día del Refugiado, también hace dos programas anteriores estuvo aquí un grupo de chicos que compartieron acerca de un grupo de ayuda para personas con problemas emocionales, con problemas de drogas, alcohol, etcétera. Y este grupo, que se llama Grupo Nueva Esperanza, celebrará su octavo aniversario el 29 de este mes. Y será en la dirección, iba a decir, en el address, 373 East Córdoba at 4 p.m. Ellos le llaman que es una maratónica. Y el 30 es como abierto a todo el público. En esta misma dirección. Y también algo que les quiero compartir es sobre el grupo Hermanas Sin Fronteras, que es este grupo feminista en el que participo también con muchas más chicas. Lo encuentran en Instagram como 8M. Y este este domingo 23, on Sunday, June 23, on David Land Park, we will have an event that it called Pint Art, and will be at 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. So you don't need anything. The only thing that you need is some ideas and some of the topics that we will paint. What is being a woman for you, self-love, no pleasure emotions, and sensuality. So you just need
sensuality,
some ideas, and that's it, because we will have all the tools of the supply. So you just can join us. And that's it for the
announces.
And now,
sensuality.
Thank you. How can I call you? Divine.
Call me Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Gabriel, yes. Emphasis on the gay.
Okay. Gabriel, how are you doing today?
I am doing very well. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for joining me. we already start talking before the show starts.
Yes, we did.
And and you give me an idea.
Sure, let's explore that.
Maybe we can make a podcast about sexual experience.
Oh my God, I am there with you. No? I'm there with you, of course. I mean, like, it's such a, I mean, unless you're asexual or a person that just doesn't like sex in general, which, fair.
I understand that too. I never met someone that is asexual.
I have.
Really?
Yes. Some people just don't need it.
Well,
so,
yeah.
But a lot of people do it, right?
Yeah.
So since we're all doing it all the time,
mm-hmm.
might as well just talk about it so we can actually both or all of us find new ways to explore pleasure and new ways to achieve pleasure. Also just to keep things, you know, spicy.
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about
the female orgasm.
Yes.
Actually, we're talking about the comparison between the orgasms, male, or if you're born male or born female. We're talking about like how our experiences are in terms of like orgasms, how many can we achieve in one go, stuff like that. So I was talking to her about my friend, who I will not name because, you know, you gotta keep it hidden. I'll not say her name, but pretty. Kelly. She
will never listen to this show.
No, she would never listen to this. And I think she would actually not care. Like, she, again, she's one of the people that I've met that is so given sexually, and it's a person that really stands proud in her sexuality, in her sensuality, mm-hmm. and and all of those things without any type of shame or guilt about it. And that's something that I learned from her, to enjoy myself in a way that I can really just experience joy through sex and not think about me being dirty or judging myself or any of that. So I was talking to Karen here and I was telling her about that one instance where I realized that the female orgasm was such a powerful thing, because I had no idea about this. So my friend Kelly, she is bi, right? So at this moment, she was dating this girl named Finita. Finita is very skilled. So one night after a party, we went back to my room and Finita and Kelly started making out in my bed. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. So I'm just going to go to the window, very close to the bed. I can still see them full-fledged, but I don't want to participate. So I'm right here at the window. I know all the guys were like, what?
But enjoying also the show.
Exactly. Enjoying the show because, like, as I said before, I'm always very curious about anything sexual between consenting adults, obviously. And I'm always like, if I'm not going to participate, I'm definitely going to watch and I'm definitely not going to judge, but I'm going to see if it sparks any interest in me, right? So I'm looking at them and, like, smoking a joint. And I'm at that moment, I'm just observing lesbian sex. I mean, since I'm a gay person, I'm non-binary, but I'm male birth. I never really, like, I was never with a woman before or anybody of the feminine side. And I didn't know
how was
their sex or how it worked or how many orgasms they could achieve. Mm-hmm. You know, men are, everybody knows that, you know, most men just, you know, do it, come once and then lights out. Thank you very much.
After an hour, maybe.
Exactly. Not the gays. But like the gays are like 5 minutes later. Yeah. But yeah, it's true that a lot of men experience what I think is like they need a little break in between. Right. Mm-hmm. So not my husband, though. That's what we're talking about. Some men can actually have multiple orgasms and keep going. Some other men, most men that I know, cannot.
Yeah.
So our sex and the way that we have orgasms, that I knew very well back inside and out. But I never really experienced lesbian sex. And as a gay person, I never thought that I would. But when these two lovely ladies starting having sex in front of me, I'm like, oh my God, I can finally see what happens in lesbian sex. That's so interesting. I don't know what Finita was doing with her mouth. She was kissing. I think she was kissing. And she was also like running her tongue from her ear down her neck, like stuff like that. So she was like basically focusing on that area with her face and tongue and lips. With her hands, she was doing something that I couldn't really see, but I'm imagining is boob job. That's what I call it, a boob job. like some sort of, like, you know, fondling, right? Like touching. And then she was doing something with her knee and the other hand down in the south regions. I don't know what she was doing, but by the time like Kelly was moaning like somebody was murdering her cat.
Oh my God.
So she was screaming, hollering at one point. And after that, Finita goes, okay, we're done. So she walks out of my room. I didn't know it was to get some water, but now I understand why. So I go to Kelly and I'm like, as soon as I go to Kelly, I see her face. She has tears running down her face, like sideways, just landing on the pillow. And full of mascara, by the way. And I'm like, that's my pillow. But she also had like her mouth was like semi open. She was breathing through her mouth too, like like that. Her fingers were curled in really, really weird positions where I was like, what's wrong with your hands? And then I looked at her feet. It was the same thing. And she was like, and I'm like, girl, what the I'm like, kidding? Can you speak? And she's like,
Are you alive?
And so I'm like, oh my God, I need to get you some water. So I go to the kitchen. Finita's already there serving her some water. like preparing the water before taking it to the room. So I'm like, what did you do? And she's like, what do you mean? She was like, what did you do to her? You broke her. She's over there. She can't even say her own name. And she laughs and she goes like, oh, that's just lesbian sex, baby. And I'm like,
oh my God.
You know, I hate the fact that I don't have a vagina right now. It's like, because whatever you did to her,
yeah,
you could do to me. So it was crazy how I watched a person have multiple orgasms back to back. And I thought that even when I heard that women had multiple orgasms, I always thought that they would have a really big one. Mm-hmm. And then the other ones would be kind of like weaker than the first one.
Yeah.
But no.
No.
It was the opposite. Kelly would literally like jump an octave. Like as it was going. And I mean, like, I was like, at that moment, as I said before, I wished I had a vagina.
Yeah.
It was really nice to see. It was really amazing to see somebody enjoy sex so much and get so much out of it. Like, she took like an hour to recover, like,
yeah,
to sit up from the bed.
That's what I'm gonna ask you. For how many minutes she was like
that? No, she was
like
there for like an hour. At one point, she fell asleep. And wow. Then she woke up, sat up, and I was like, are you okay? You look like you've been in a car crash.
Brand new.
And she's like, I have never been better.
I trust you.
Exactly. I feel you. So, I mean, I was telling her that, you know, as I said before, men don't really get to come that many times in a row. Normally. Everybody's different. So
yeah.
There are some men who can do it. My husband is one of them. I'm sorry, baby. But I learned how to do it myself, too, because I had to keep up with my partner. And it's the best thing ever. And every orgasm is more intense than the last. And it's because you're so already so stimulated by the time that you get the mm-hmm. second orgasm that it's just, it blows your mind. Like, I see white sometimes.
But
the whole room was white.
The game before...
The pregame?
Yeah.
The foreplay?
Yeah. It's important.
It's very important. Yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, like, if you're in a relationship for a long time, you get to know what the other person likes. But mm-hmm. then it becomes just like a sequence of things that you always do.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get, not boring, but it can get repetitive.
Yeah.
So I tell people, find new ways of making that person feel good. I mean, I'm trying to do that myself. It's hard. Because... once you know what makes them tick, it's really easy
mm-hmm.
to just go there. So foreplay is really important. From what I've seen in lesbian sex, and you can tell us after, is women do really like foreplay. It kind of like primes them for, not only women. I think everyone is the same way. We all like to be primed for the action.
Sí, claro.
Obviously.
Sí, o sea... I think you cannot just go.
Oh, some gay men can.
And it's like, but obviously, I think it depends.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone, it's different.
Yeah.
But for me, it is important. And
have you ever done it without doing the foreplay?
Yeah.
And you didn't enjoy it.
I enjoy it. I can say no.
Okay.
But. Yeah, depends.
Don't advertise that. It's, she's like, I can't say no. If anybody asks,
it's different.
I just have to say yes.
Depends. I think depends also the place. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everything. It's
the place
important.
Influences because how you feel.
Could be something like quick and could be in a, I don't know.
Canada Post.
In a car.
A shopper's market.
And a washroom.
London drugs.
So obviously it will be something fast, but you can enjoy it. No?
My God, yeah, of course. I mean, like, you could get it at McDonald's. It's fast sex and fast food.
Yeah.
By the time you're out of the bathroom, you just pick up your McDonald's.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
McDonald's should have that.
That's a good idea.
My foreplay and my climax. But... yeah, I mean, tell us about the female orgasm. Walk us through your experience.
Oh my God. How can I explain this in even more in English?
Mm-hmm. Do it in Spanish too.
I will do it in Spanish. Bueno, para las mujeres, Pues obviamente hay puntos que son mucho más sensibles, ¿no? Y creo que la combinación, por ejemplo, de los pezones,
pezones,
al mismo tiempo de que estás estimulando con el clítoris, es en mí, ¿no? No puedo hablar por todas, pero creo que esos son los puntos, así que no, o sea, para mí...
Son el punto seguro.
Sí, ahí, ahí con eso yo...
Ya con eso tengo bastante.
Ya, con eso es suficiente. Pero obviamente me gusta la caricia, el cuello es importante para mí. Y después, obviamente, después de del sexo, de terminar, la caricia también. Claro. Es algo más...
I love TLC. I love TLC. So I've always been the kind of person that says, if you're going to have a hookup. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You don't have to fall in love with a person or get intimate or anything like that. But leaving right after you have sex is a little like weird.
Sí. Uh-huh.
So it's, wouldn't it be better after sex? You get a little TLC, a little tender love and care. Where you just kind of, you know, get, as you say, la caricia, which is the caress, to kind of feel like you're human, right? Not just a piece of meat that just got pounded hard, but you are a human being. So everybody likes a TLC a little bit afterwards. Not everybody. I shouldn't say that. But most people I know, you know, like it. Some people are afraid of it, don't like it because they don't like intimacy. But at the same time, I mean, like, you don't feel a little kind of like a pounded piece of meat if the guy just pounds you and then leaves and you're like...
Yeah, for sure.
So it's something that I also enjoy. So you say the women's most safe areas to make them feel good in sex is nipples and clitoris. And then you said the neck is important as well for you. Any other part of your body?
I think could be my back.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. My back. And
my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack.
Yeah. yeah. I actually, we're playing that right now in the background. Face down.
Ass up.
Ass up. Yeah. I can't read it, the whole thing here.
So
This is from Gabriel.
Gabriel, on Spotify or iTunes or in music in general, I'm known as Gvil. It's spelled G-V-I-L. G-V as in victory, I-L. And I have one song that's pretty successful, but I don't know why. Because like, I have a bunch of songs, but this is the one that like people really just vibe to for some reason. It's called Face Down, Ass Up. And I recorded it in 2021.
This one.
Yeah. So we can listen to it and then we can listen to my newest single that's coming out next month.
And we will talk about the new release that you have that we will play. Because Gabriel, he's actor, singer.
I would say more like talking melodies.
Okay.
No, I rap
a
little bit.
And comedian?
Yeah, I do stand up. I love doing stand up. It's awesome.
And drag?
Yes, I also do drag. Although I'm just doing drag nowadays for fundraisers or any kind of like nice cause or anything like that that actually helps out. Great. Just for show, not anymore. Not so, so my focus is normally acting, stand-up, and music.
Yeah.
Right now.
So we will play this one right now?
Yeah. Let's play Face Down, Ass Up, and then we can play Mass later on.
Okay. Sounds good.
Welcome to Gay Sex Ed. My name is Professor Gvil. If you're present, raise your hand. You better pay attention, because I'm going to show you how to do it. Got it? To
permission. So give it to the daddy, so be paying my tuition. Big boy on a mission, accepting no submission. She say that I'm a freak, I see you judged by your condition. Turn up the heat, best believe a freak. Got the juicy peach that makes him wanna eat. And if she get in his face, then he's be hugging a leak. He said only one night, he be staying for a week. Bitch, I'm coming in fast, better let them haters know. Boy, I'll let you never ask, I can put her quite the show. SK daddy fucking love it when I drop it real low. Face down, I got soap in both hands while I go. Make him shoot, get a mop, make him switch. Cause I'm verse, put some liquor in my cup. Cause I'm here to fuck shit up, pulling up like what's up. Yeah, it's true, I'm the one, while you're that, lift your mom. Take a snap, slide a back, till you bust all that night. Let it drip down my side, like a DM, boy you slide. Yeah, bust it like a dream, you won't get your daddy back. One look, and he gone real quick, yeah, hell. My hole super tight, lights out, make him fly. Jump on it if you pain, got my stacks in a pile. Use dick as a mic while I'm doing my freestyle. Throw spit on the D, then switch doggy style. Cause
that's the way we like to fuck, that's the way we like to fuck.
Class dismissed.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
The Wise Club needs your support to keep this East Van Arts and Culture Center in the hands of the community. Join us for a four-night fundraiser concert series on June 14th, 15th, 28th, and 29th, and help keep this irreplaceable venue open. Each night boasts a packed lineup of diverse local talents, including Brass Camo, Leo D.E. Johnson, Alien Boys, Queer as Funk, and many more. For tickets, head over to wisehall.ca or check out their Instagram page at Wisehall and Lounge. You can also support by purchasing an annual membership or donating directly at wisehall.ca. That's wisehall.ca.
Empty those nuts. Empty those nuts, empty those nuts. Cause girl, look at this ass, look at this mass. Look at all the stick down ass. Low, dropping it low, moving it slow. Making those sweatpants grow. I got no class when I shake this. Chicky with sass, tonic and fizz. Dougie and Pete, make sure I scream. Don't dare to stop, baby like scream. Cause girl, look at this ass, look at this mass. Look at all the stick down ass.
Bueno, y regresamos. Ahora sí, Gabriel nos va a contar acerca de las dos canciones que pusimos. Uh-huh. Que, bueno, ya nos contaste un poquito de la otra, pero uh-huh. la que acabamos de poner que se llama Mass.
Mass. So, this single hasn't come out yet. It's not out yet. It will be coming out for Pride, so uh-huh. the first week of August. I recorded this song because, I don't know, I mean, like, you always hear songs about mostly straight people talking about, you know, how hot they feel, how sexy they are, all that stuff. And that's great. I love that. But mm-hmm. I never really heard, I mean, no, there's like plenty of songs. There's a few songs that I'm talking about. But there's a few songs in the queer community where we sing about that too. But I don't know. I always... This song I wrote because I was, you know, mental health is a doozy, mm-hmm. doozy because, you know, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Yeah. And when I'm down, I don't know if you all share this with me, but when I'm not feeling great, I don't feel like I look great either.
Yeah.
So everything's just awful, right? When I'm in that kind of like dark cloud. So when I do get to feel myself, when I do get to be joyful, when I do feel good, there are days or mornings where you're walking down the street and you feel great and you don't know why you're feeling great, but you feel great and I don't tend to question it.
Yeah.
I just try to like really just soak in the feeling. Yeah. And I was walking by this screen and I saw my ass.
Oh, that was the inspiration?
Yeah, I saw my ass and I was like, damn, I'm thick. So I was like, look at that ass, look at that mass, uh-huh. looking at that big brown ass is what I say. Yeah. So I'm brown, by the way. So I wrote that song just to like, it's a song for people to feel good about their bodies, to give themselves compliments instead of just waiting for external validation from yeah. other people.
Yes.
I'm like, this is you looking at your juicy butt and going like, I've got it. And I don't know if people see it or not. This is it. This is it. All of this. This mass. Yes. So I wrote mass like that just to enjoy your body. Enjoy. And normally when you enjoy your body, enjoy how you look, sex becomes much better.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
So it's when you feel really good in your skin, sex feels great. So I think it translates to that. I think pride normally is a protest for us to be who we are. But normally what people hate about us queer people is our sexuality, mm-hmm. which is why we always, they're like, why are you so sexual? Why are you always like flaunting it? I'm like, I'm flaunting it because you won't accept it. If you straight people could not hold hands, could not kiss, could not do absolutely anything with each other, and your sex would be policed like it's ours, like ours is, trust me, you'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You're making out with your girlfriend in the middle of a restaurant. Yeah. Just to prove the point that you are free. You're a free human too. You were born with your freedom and nobody else is going to take it away from you. You're not hurting anyone. You're falling in love or you're enjoying sex with a consenting adult. Yeah. So what's the problem here? Like, I don't understand. So I want this song to come out. And it's not only for the queers. This is for the straight boys, too. The straight girls, too. We all have
for
butts.
Everyone. Yeah.
We all have butts. That's a one unifier. That's a universal thing.
Yeah.
Everyone has an ass. So I feel like if you celebrate that butt, if you celebrate our similarities, then it's a unifier. This is a song that can come up on the dance floor and everybody can dance to because everybody has a butt and everybody's included. I'm sorry for those who don't have a butt.
Oh,
there is only a few, but then I write a song about that too, like later.
Really?
Yeah, I'll write a song about it for everyone. Like I love writing songs for every type of person, every type of body type, every type of, because there's something beautiful in every single one of us. And I know that sounds cliche. It's like, oh, what do you read that from a Hallmark card? But it's actually true.
It's true.
Growing up, learning by getting to know tons of people, especially when you're in the arts, you meet a lot of people. And you get to know that everyone has something that nobody else has. And then you have other things like we were discussing, like great legs, that add to that.
Yeah.
Unique stuff you have. Everybody has a unique thing that they are that makes them shine.
Yeah.
The way they can. And then you have other things like your physical attributes, stuff like that. Like some people have great legs, some people have great arms, some people have great hands, some people
sexy
have great faces,
boys.
A sexy voice, a great hair, like everything. So if you have any of these things, instead of focusing on the ones that you hate the most, focus on the ones that you love the most, and you're gonna see how that changes things in your head. I'm not saying, oh my God, be narcissistic about it. No, of course not. But do celebrate yourself. Do think of yourself in a positive format. It's really hard. I've been a person that grew up being told I was a freak, an abomination, that I shouldn't exist, that I should die, all that other stuff. So obviously I internalized that. And for the longest time, I only had negative thoughts about myself. I would make a mistake and be like, how could you be so stupid? Like that.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah. So I had to retrain my brain.
And the worst is that,
which takes a long time. But it's really, the effort is all worth it. I was taught by my therapist and by my friends,
Yeah.
Change the voices in your head. I'm like, oh, that's so easy for you to say. But
it's not easy.
It's not easy at all. But you can counter. For example, that's how I started. Voices be like, how could you be so stupid? And then normally that's where my more insults. And that would be my train of thought. Now it's, how could you be so stupid? And then another voice in my head goes, wait up. You made a mistake. Relax. Don't be such a drama queen. This is not like, how could you be so stupid? You just left it outside. That's fine. Just clean it up and move on. And then the other voice, tries to also like continue with the insults and whatever. But now there's more voices into the conversation and they're challenging that negative voice. So now I don't feel so shitty about it.
But also it's something to do with the society. For sure.
Of course. Especially when we have social media. We've talked about, everybody has talked about this a million times, but it's true. When you have curated profiles on social media that show people looking their best and living like fantastic, amazing lives, and we teach each other to compare.
I know, yeah.
So we compare each other, and that's like, that to me is the key to unhappiness. You want to be unhappy? Compare yourself to others. That's the quickest way. Because there's always going to be somebody that's richer, smarter, sexier, whatever. But that does not mean that you're worth less than that person. You have things in you that person doesn't have. Also, those profiles or whatever are fake. You don't see them at their lowest.
Of course not.
You don't see them when the physical, like, perfectly chiseled man, gains weight or loses weight or changes or goes through depression or goes through addiction or go through all that stuff, which we all go through, stuff like that. But we don't put that online.
No.
We only put when we look their best, and normally it's super filtered. So, exactly. So,
more fake.
Exactly. So, I urge people, because social media is something that we can't really avoid at this point.
I know.
Because like work, everything that we do is social media. Yeah, it used to be entertainment. Now it's part of work. Now it's part of everything. So you must be locked on. So if you're going to do that, just when you feel yourself kind of spiraling into that direction of comparing yourself to others, feeling bad about yourself, stop, take a little break from it, and start appreciating the good things that you have. I know at first it's hard. It's just like meditating. the first 5 months I meditated, I fell asleep.
Me too.
Like 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
And then I would like, I meditated. All I did was sleep and drool into my pillow. But but eventually I got to kind of like learn how to be calm, relax my body, my nervous system without falling completely asleep. And then the trick was, how can I get the thoughts to stop?
How? What's the trick?
Just trying and trying and trying.
Practice?
And trying. Yeah. It's like going to the gym in a way. It's like you might go to the gym the first time as a beginner and you lift a 5 pound weight and it seems very heavy, but then you keep lifting that 5 pound weight for like a month or two and eventually you're going to be able to pick up a 7 pound one. So it's the same thing. I was trying to get a moment of silence in my head. And
so hard.
It is really hard, because especially when you focus and you try to be like, I need silence. I need to, the more you think about that, the more your brain wants to think. Exactly. Yeah. So you have to find a way to not push your brain into any direction. Just try to just listen to the voice that you're listening to or the music you're listening to and stay present and try to just have a few seconds of silence first. Just a few seconds, maybe one. And you go from there. And the only problem is that you have to be consistent with this. You have to meditate maybe 30 minutes or 10 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever, a day. But you have to do it every day. And then eventually you're going to get there. The thing is, these are things that take time to kind of build. And people don't have the patience, especially with...
You need patience.
Our attention spans are so short now. So, I mean, all of these are things that I do to better the quality of my life. Sex is very much a part of it. I've been married for 5 years and our sex has always been fantastic. Even when it's not, we always just laugh about it and then move on to the next thing. Yeah. So it's always been a positive experience. And the more positive experiences that you have, the better, because it really influences or changes how you see certain things. I used to see sex as a bad thing because my experience in sex was bad. So like abuse and stuff like that. So I was very kind of like, ugh. But then I started getting to know lovers who were really good, who changed my perspective about sex, who taught me that sex was not only something that was unsafe and dangerous and all these things and painful or whatever. These people showed me that sex can be wonderful, painless, super good. Like, I mean, like, I used to be shot like a steel trap down there. And now I'm like, wow, 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 wow. So, I mean, like, I'm not loose. But I can loosen up, is what I'm saying. So, it's all these things that have taken me to where I am right now. So Mass, for example, circling back on that, is a song that celebrates all that stuff. In the frame of just celebrating your butt, but you're actually celebrating your entire person. Mm-hmm. You're celebrating who you are and you're feeling yourself the way you are and you're good with that.
Yeah.
You accept it. And beyond that, you like it. You like it so much.
Yeah, self-love, that it sounds easy to practice, but it takes time also.
It takes a long time, but it's worth it because nothing, and I am serious about this. When you do love yourself, I've seen people that can keep that love for themselves and that positive attitude for longer periods of time where they're having like a really good day, but like for days. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how those people just are healthier. They're just... everything's just better, and nothing from the outside world can really shake them or make them doubt themselves. I mean, there's exceptions, obviously, but the majority of things that would kind of like make me trip when I'm on a weak state is something that they would never allow to ruin their day or influence them in a bad way. And I always strived to go and become that type of person. I'm still trying so hard. And I have really bad days and I have really good days and I have all days in between. But you take it day by day and do what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, do what you can. Sorry, not what you want. Well, do what you want.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
And also, Gabriel, we were talking about... I don't know if you want to share about the project that you told me.
Oh, sure. It's Pride Month, so happy Pride to all my queers and happy Pride to all my allies. And to all the people that hate Pride, you're not invited. So kind of a moot point there. But
but everyone can open their minds.
I hope so. I mean, trust me, people that don't like queer people and Pride Month, you're missing out on such an amazing party. Also, hottest people are there. But also, if we all learn to accept each other and chill with each other and vibe with each other, things would be so much better. I always insist on people having an eclectic group of friends or eclectic group of people they surround themselves with. Don't surround yourself with people that look, sound, and think just like you, because you'll never grow. You'll be like this little tiny little world when you could be way more expand and become this ecosystem of different variety, like different things, variety. So trust me, it's a way, I feel it benefits the public sphere to have all kinds of people. So do dig each other. Pride Month is exactly that month that you need to open up and try to see other people. I'm not saying go to a queer party if you don't really like queers, but I mean, try to expand. If you're racist, for example, try to talk to a person of color.
Yes.
Try to befriend them. Try to, like, I don't know, try to have a conversation. And I promise you, you'll find out that you have way more in common than you have in different things.
And you can learn. You always can learn more.
And trust me, you're probably going to like that person a lot. And then you're going to be like, what was I thinking? And you missed all those friendships, all those good moments, all those parties, all those invitations, all that group of friends and love, because somebody told you that being gay was wrong or being colored is wrong or something like that. So it's kind of dumb. Pride is for inclusiveness. So in that spirit, everybody can come and do me. No, I'm kidding. But Pride is that. You say that, what were you saying before? What was the question? Sorry.
The project.
The project. Okay, so in that spirit, I like to, I do a lot of like film and TV projects and stuff like that. But the ones that I really like are right now the ones that are coming, that are directed or produced by women, by queer people, by trans people, by colored people, by minorities that were never really allowed to before or let. So I work in those projects and I really, really support them and love them. So there's a new show that's going to be coming on YouTube pretty soon. It's called Novelette is Trying. And it's a story around a black queer girl and her life as she like develops, basically. Okay. As an adult. And the show is awesome. It's filmed. It's local. It's really good. I already saw, you can see the trailer online on YouTube.
Already?
Yeah. Novelette is Trying. Novelette is spelled Novelette. Novelette is Trying. And Mass actually is part of the soundtrack of that show.
The song that
we just played, yes, that song Mass is part of the soundtrack that's going to be coming out as well once the show is released and the soundtrack's released. It's not yet, but I mean, I'm not sure if I can promote this, but
yes, you can.
Don't tell anybody I told you, but this show is going to be coming up and I'm on the soundtrack. So please pay attention to Novelette is Trying on YouTube. Subscribe to their channel and you'll know exactly when the show comes out. It's a queer show, but it relates to everybody because it talks about all the things we're talking about now.
Yeah, already.
Misogyny, racism, homophobia, transphobia, and how people navigate those things. People from all sides of that argument navigate through them in this world. It's pretty funny, too. It's pretty heartwarming. Based on the trailer, so that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud that my songs are going to be part of the soundtrack. Yeah, that was a good deal. Yeah, I love that. So, yeah, I'm promoting the show. I'm promoting the song. I'm promoting the Pride Month. This is the gay agenda right here.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Mm-hmm. And
thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us again. Do you want to share your social media?
Sure. If you are into this, I suggest that you follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram at cant, C-A-N-T, period.
Uh-huh.
Fox, as in the animal, yeah. F-O-X.
I found you.
Period. This. So cant, period, fox, period, this. Can't fox this. If you put that there,
yeah,
then you're gonna find me. You can give me a follow. You can send me a message.
Now makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the kind of performer or artist that I'm very available for people that want to support my stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm very available also for people that want to support any kind of other queer color artist or any artist really that is inclusive and that is not a total B. Yeah. And by that, I mean a person that profits from hate instead of love.
And for sure, they can find you on Spotify. You already
yes, if you want to write, if you want to listen to my music, just go on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube. I'm everywhere in those terms. My name is in music is Jeevol. Is G as in gangsta, V as in victory, I as in I did this, and L as in love. So Jeevol.
I like that.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Gabriel.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening, Azúcar Morena. Nosotros nos tenemos que despedir,
mm-hmm.
pero ya saben que siempre les agradezco que se tomen el tiempo para escucharnos cada segundo jueves y pues los voy a dejar con un poco más de música y nos escuchamos la próxima vez. Abrazos y besos para todos. Chao, chao.
Chao, corazones. Nos vemos en Pride.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.